gentlemen, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. How's everyone doing today? This is Black Seinfeld, a show about absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
And we are here live at 99.5 FM, WBAI. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Thank you, Reggie, for that introduction. It was brilliant, as always.
Always.
And, you know, the previous show, he played a lot of Tony Bennett. And whenever I listen to Tony Bennett or, like, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., those type of guys, I get very relaxed and tired. But, you know, I had to drink a bit of coffee to wake me up. How was your week, man? I haven't seen y'all in a minute.
Yeah, because last week we had a pre-recorded episode, so I didn't really come into the studio.
True, we were Back to the Future.
Yeah, Back to the Future, that concept. But it's good to be here. Everything is going well. Kanye West is back on Twitter, tweeting.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's back on social media, which is down the line. Looks like he's going to come out with a new album pretty soon.
I mean, this is going to be another great year in music. Kanye's dropping something. We have Drake dropping something in June.
Yeah.
J. Cole came out of nowhere and graced us for 420 with a new album. I couldn't believe it. Hopefully it's better than For Your Eyes Only.
Yeah.
Intern Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, doing good.
Say it louder so the people can hear you.
Doing wonderful. What's up, Black Seinfeld audience? How y'all doing?
Thank you for being here. And before we go any further, before we introduce our guests, we want to thank all the listeners for tuning in. If it's live terrestrially, if you're listening to this on the online platform, WBAI.org, if you're listening to this on the podcast, we thank you all for listening to this intellectual ignorance.
And follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Black Seinfeld NY. So that'll be Black Seinfeld NY. If you have any questions or anything, any requests, please email us at blacksinfeldny@gmail.com.
We're going to have some big things popping off later on this year. Hopefully, it's looking good, man. It's looking good, Bash.
Summer's looking hot.
Summer is looking hot, no pun intended.
But the weather's not.
Yeah, the weather isn't, man. It's off. The weather's just been weird. But I'm not going to talk about the weather right now. Right now, I want to introduce some people. One of them is my brothers. I haven't seen him since, I think, graduation. No, I've seen you like 2 months ago, but like the last time I've seen you was like graduation. Bam Records is back in the building. First off, I want to introduce, y'all remember Jay King and E-Bands? Well, introducing their manager, my brother. This is the Mr. Lava Lava, the Poom Poom Killer, Dunno. Give it up for Mr. Desmond Kenton, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up? How y'all doing?
Was it wrong for me to say your government, or is that by what you go by? Or?
It's cool, bro.
I'm sorry.
Any AKAs?
Any AKAs except for Mr. Lava Lava?
That's all. It's Des, you know, just for short.
How much do you love Shabba Ranks that you had to call yourself Mr. Lover Lover?
Nah, actually, I got it from Shaggy.
Shaggy?
Yeah, Shaggy.
Didn't Shabba call himself that too?
Shabba was Mr. Lover Man, yeah.
Oh.
Shaggy was Mr. Lover.
I was close. Just a little bit. And also, we have the BAM Records CFO himself, Mr. Kier. What's your last name, Kier?
Kier Burnett.
Kier Burnett. That's a very exquisite name, Burnett. Oh.
For a CFO, yeah.
Talk into the mic, sir.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. BAM in the building.
By the way, it's his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah.
How old are you turning?
I am a quarter, 25.
Dang. Yeah. Also, I want to give a special shout out to my brother. It's his birthday, too.
Wow.
Oh, Aries gang.
Shouts out to you, Nigel. I love you. You old. You 34.
Don't do him like that.
Why?
Like radio.
He's not going to listen.
Oh.
All right, man. Let's get into it. Dez, you are the manager for two artists right now that I know of, J. King and E-Bands. But for those of you who do not know, Desmond went to school for CT, for communications technology, with an interest in video production. Yeah. How the heck did you land in becoming a manager when you went to school for film?
I'm doing both.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm managing J. King and E-Bands, and I'm also doing, like, the videography work, like the music videos, the vlogs for BAM Records.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, when did you decided to become a manager?
Damn. I don't know. It happened just like that. I'm trying to think.
I think I decided that for him.
Yeah, you just didn't give him a choice. Like, no, we want you.
No. It wasn't even that. It's like I knew Desmond for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's just certain characteristics about him that I seen, and I also see his relationship with E. He works well. He's perfect for the job to manage E. So yeah, I just gave him that role.
And then so you're brought into the situation to start becoming the manager.
Yeah,
basically.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going good so far. So
yeah, he's doing an excellent job. So
yeah, is it hard to be a manager? Because I know as a manager you gotta try and book shows and do book some sort of interviews.
That's
and
actually the easy part for him.
Really.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, my bad. Yeah, that's actually the easy part for him. I'm dealing with E period is kind of a difficult thing sometimes. So, but yeah, he's like I said, he's doing a great job.
The hardest part for me is actually being like the businessman, the business side, because like certain points where things don't go my way, I'm ready to turn up. Like, yo, what's good?
Really? I haven't seen you turn up. I've known you for years. I've never seen you.
90% of the time, I'm calm.
Exactly.
I'm chilling, yeah.
So, what happens when you turn up? I'm curious.
I don't like that side of me, so I don't.
Y'all seen Bruce Banner turn into the Hulk, right?
Oh.
So.
Well, you are from Queens.
Maybe Ice Cube with the baseball bat.
Oh, definitely.
You left out burning down houses too, bro?
That's definitely. He went all that.
So it's going to bring me into my next question. What's your managing style since you started? Have you figured out your style, how to talk to your artists?
My managing style, more so with the music and how the my artists carry themselves. Like, I try to have them carry themselves in like they already made it. So, like, I try to have them, be safe, like, keep working on their music, like, focus. Like, all that other stuff don't mean nothing. You got to really, your heart got to really be in for the music for you to know, make it. And for the most part, I actually have help. So it's not easy, but it makes it less of a stress for me because I have help. I have help with Key, X, shout out to X, and my assistant manager, personal assistant manager, Deshaw.
What? Deshaun. You have an assistant?
Shout out to Deshaun. She's
amazing.
Look
at you coming up in the game, bro. Man, I remember it used to be a struggle for you to get to class, and look at you now, man. My man got an assistant manager. What?
Organized.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you're taking this serious, man.
Yeah. Also, Cuddy. Cuddy's a good help. He's on J King's full-time manager.
Okay.
And I'm J King's part-time manager. Mm-hmm. And I'm E-Band's full-time manager. So shout out to Cuddy.
Got you. Now, it's interesting that you mentioned J King and E-Bands, because recently they performed at SOBs. Mm. How did that come about?
I was... I think he had got the...
Yeah, go on, Key. How did that come about?
We had did a couple showcases for SOB. And And then, for this company called More Bookings. And then... they had called us. They text me about a festival that they was having. It was like 11-day festival, and then they asked us if we wanted to participate, and we selected.
That's what's up. And Des, was it you who posted up the videos to Instagram and all that?
Yeah, on the BM account. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was the vibe of the night, where the people. Interested, very focused.
We shut it down.
Yeah, like, we had the audience.
They definitely
capture.
Did. I saw it. I'm not being biased or anything, but I definitely heard some cheers from the women.
Yeah, we definitely shut that down. I'm like, that's one of our best performances yet.
Yeah.
SOBs is a nice place to do it too.
Yeah, and that's exactly why we picked it, because they had like a lot of different venues.
Mm-hmm.
So I told Kim, like, yo, we really have to do SOBs. We missed April 5th, but we got April 11th, so it was mm-hmm. cool.
That's what's up. And now, now that it's almost summertime, now that summertime is going to be popping off soon, what other venues have you been looking into for them to perform at? Can y'all say anything right now? Is that
Ever since SOBs, we haven't... We're gonna have a show at Chloe soon. Well, that's in the works though, so I don't want to really get into that. But that's in the works. Jay have a few shows coming up. We have like you know a pageant coming up. He's gonna be performing at the pageant.
Beauty pageant?
Yes, beauty pageant. Huh. Trying to get all the venues as possible. But right now we're just looking for anything that you know that would help us as a team. But right now we're really focused on getting these videos out for the summertime.
Yeah. I have a personal question for you. Since you graduated, right? How did have
I,
you?
I graduated this June.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this June? Oh. This June? Oh, me too.
I'm going to y'all's graduation June 1st.
Everybody bought all the graduation stuff and got the pictures the other week. Yeah. So how have you been able to manage yourself? Because it's like if you're doing your own solo thing, you can do whatever you want. You'd be lazy day one day, work the next day. But now you're managing other people. How do you manage yourself?
Well, manage myself with school or just...
Like in general. Now you're focused on, like you have someone looks up to you. Like someone needs your help. How you manage yourself within all that commotion.
I understand what you're saying. So basically with school and I don't know, probably you work as well.
Yeah.
And now you're graduating. How do you find time to like just be you?
Most of what I do is... Okay, so I do videography for BAM. I also, since I'm in school, my last class is final productions. I incorporate what I'm doing for BAM as my final production.
Oh, you're smart.
Yeah.
He's smart.
And other than that, like, I have, like, you know, close friends and family to keep me grounded. So if I need a break from, you know, doing too much, you know, it's easy for me to just take a break and just relax for a bit and just catch myself because I have, you know, those people around me that help me with that.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I want to get into something because I remember after the last show we did with you guys were like, yo, this was probably the best interview you guys have ever done so far. And you in particular were telling me this story about booking some sort of interview. I think it was a Google chat or something. It was like a Google Live or something. And it was probably one of the worst interviews ever. Do you remember the story?
Yeah, I do.
Can you get into it, please?
I mean, it was great for the network that they were on, but in terms of for the artists themselves, speaking about their music and how they, you know, came about starting like rapping and making music, it wasn't good for that. So like when I book interviews, I like to get platforms that really like, you know, dig deep with the artists instead of doing their own thing. Actually talk about where the artists come from, how they make their music, the process of making the album or making a video or writing a song, like stuff like that. And y'all did that. So that was only downfall. But for other, like that other platform, I don't want to like, you know, mention them, but that other platform, they was just talking about a whole bunch of other stuff.
A whole bunch of N-word stuff
that didn't have anything to do with the artist, and me personally, that's not what I'm here for.
Take notes, people. If y'all want to interview artists, talk about the music. Don't talk about baby mama drama stuff.
True.
Just saying.
Do you have a sensei, someone that you get advice from if you want to do some particular things in the future?
Yeah, all my bros, Key in particular. My brother, my pops, my mom's.
Gotcha.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was drinking coffee. Now,
it's early.
Key, you are the CFO of BAM Records. For those of you who do not know, the CFO basically means he take care of the money.
Yes, sir.
So, did you go to school for like accounting or like business or
nah?
Did you go to school at all?
Nah. I'm just good with money. Managing money,
okay.
Getting money, that's
what's up.
Yeah.
So how did you become the CFO?
Actually, I just made myself the CFO because really,
is that easy?
yeah. I mean, I opened the business, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could have been, you know, CEO, but I'm not that type of. I don't like to really be in like the forefront. Like I really like to.
You like to be in the back.
Yeah, I really do. You can ask.
I like to see. I know that's that. Why his I noticed name that is, with both of y'all.
That's why his name is Key.
I noticed that with both of you guys. You like being in the background. Why?
Me and Des, we just low key. We not the out of all of our friends in the group. We like the less flashiest.
The less. Yeah, the least flashiest. We just be chilling.
Yeah, we be in the cut.
Yeah, we be in the cut.
I'd rather be behind the scenes than on camera.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to be there on stage with them?
Nah.
You don't want to be dancing in the video?
None of that. I mean, I have my moments when I turn up, but true. For the most part. But he, never. Yeah. He's more low-key than me.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, the name is Low-Key Key.
Wow. I thought your name was Loki because, like, you really like Thor.
I do really like Thor. But nah, that's not why.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Are there any new skills that you recently picked up, tried to, as a CFO, like, over time?
I guess being more assertive. I guess you can,
More assertive when you're talking to people about deals or payments or something?
Yeah, deals, payments, our next moves and stuff like that. Just, yeah.
Did you have to smack up any club performers like Paperboy did in Atlanta?
Nah, we have Desmond for that, so.
Oh, yeah, why did you do that, Des? I need to hang out with you again, man. I want to see this side. I've never seen this side of you, bro.
Chill. I try to,
Yeah, he tries.
I really do try.
Question: what is the worst venue y'all have ever performed at?
Oh man, the worst venue. I forgot the name of the It was in New Jersey, but it was the worst.
You don't got to give him no shout out.
You don't have to give him any shout out, but like, what was bad about it?
Everything was bad about it. How the person handled the host handled the business.
I could tell you everything because you know we from
sound.
We coming from like sound production.
Right, of course. Okay. What happened?
We came. She was like an hour and 30 minutes late.
Nah, like 2 hours late.
She was like 2 hours late.
2 hours late. No sound check.
There was supposed to be a sound check, but there's no sound check. And as an artist, you're supposed to, professionally, you're supposed to have a performance track.
Mm-hmm.
Our team had a performance track for E-Bands and J King.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else that performed didn't. So everybody else was performing over their original song. And, you know, so the crowd is not hearing that it is a difference.
Yeah, they're just hearing the track.
So when it was our time to perform, the mics wasn't working the whole show, but the crowd wasn't hearing that because, you know, they was playing the original song. So it affected only us because we had our performance tracks and the mics weren't working.
Mm.
And that's where I had to turn up at because she was really...
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's something else that happened. We asked for a refund, didn't we? And then she said,
"Oh yeah, she was just like full of BS when it came to like that." So I was just like, "All right, whatever." But he wanted to take heads off, and I was just like, "Nah, chill. We don't want any cases."
Yeah. I mean, this story is crucial because you know, like you said, we do come from sound production, so sound checks are crucial. Exactly. Making sure the equipment. Art is very crucial when you're dealing with artists and performance. I remember Reggie actually told me this story about the lead singer of Metallica was with Lady Gaga during the Super Bowl commercial, during the Super Bowl halftime show, and his mic wasn't working. And after that performance, he walked off and he was seriously angry because that's just something you just don't do. That's a cardinal sin number one. Make sure all the mics are good.
Exactly.
So, all you promoters out there, take notes. If you want my friend to stay cool, calm, and collected, do your job.
That's a fact.
I found it interesting what you're saying about rappers rapping on their own tracks. When you guys were first handling the rappers for performing, did you guys go through that situation? Did you guys try it out? Or you already knew, like, you're going to rap on the instrumental first?
Oh, no, we don't.
Yeah,
performance tracks.
Okay.
No, hold up. Was it one time that they did that? That E was rapping over his.
And I then, think it was one show where E did, and Jay, you know, Jay been doing this for like years now, and E's still fairly new to it. So Jay been doing it for years. So when E had did that, Jay
corrected him about that. And then ever since then, just performance tracks for every song that we have, any show that we do is just,
Okay, so it's one of those things you guys have to like experience, basically.
Yeah.
So since you guys started, is there any change? Actually, let's go over. Yeah, you have any questions before we get into like the start of BAM?
Oh, yeah, I have one question about E. Was it your idea to do the weekly freestyles?
Nah, it was actually his.
Okay,
actually his.
That's all I wanted to know.
Okay, so let's get into the beginning of BAM. Like, how did it all started? What year was this?
What time and place were y'all at?
He could tell you that.
Think about documentary.
Yeah, start from the beginning.
Not last summer, but the summer before last.
Yeah.
He was always like rapping and stuff like that. Like Desmond know and our other friend Kendall know. They've been new. But he came to me one summer. He was like, "Yo, I could rap," and he spent something for me. And I was like, "Yo, it's good." And at the time, I was doing stuff or whatever, so I told him like, I always wanted something for me and my bros that we could all be a part of and like, run and stuff like that. So I was like, yo, look, give me some time or whatever, and then I'ma just turn it into like a business, and then from then on, so like a year like later, I think.
Yeah.
A year later, I got the funds right or whatever and stuff like that, and yeah, ever since then. We just been making music.
So it was a year ago, you got all the legal stuff issues, the copyright, all that stuff.
So BAM Records is now a trademark. Y'all own that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Nice.
Mm-hmm. I remember the first convo I had with Key was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
On the phone. We was trying to come up for a name and like really brainstorming what we can do with Jay and E as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
If we came together as a team. So we was on the phone for like 2 hours.
Originally, the name is BAM. It was supposed to be By Any Means, but of course that was taken. So we just changed it to Been About Money, because every single one of my friends, whether it's illegal or illegal, is all about...
I mean, hey, that's fair to say. We from New York. It happens.
We have a side hustler. Side hustlers.
It happens.
This is all about BAM. Money. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We still rock with By Any Means, too, because, we got to get it somehow.
Yeah, and our heart will always be By Any Means, but...
We all have that mindset, By Any Means. We have to get it how we can.
All right, Malcolm X, I see y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I wanted to get into... to studio time. How long have y'all stayed in one studio? What was the longest studio session y'all ever had that you stayed in for, man?
I remember it was one time we was there from like 6 to 12, I think.
Yeah.
Or 6 to 1.
6 a.m. to
6 to 2. 6 to 2? 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. or 6 p.m. to 1 a.m., one of those.
Yeah.
And how many tracks did you guys... conjure up within that time? Was it just one track or
six?
Yeah.
Okay,
y'all have a Tupac mentality. I like that.
Yeah.
So when you guys are setting up studio time, do you make sure the rappers are like set to go, like they have verses?
Definitely. Yeah. At least because it takes like an hour to make one song, really, depending on, So if we're in the studio for like 7 hours, you should have 7 songs ready to be laid down. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's how we do it.
Do you guys have a sound engineer too that rolls with the BAM crew or
no?
No, nah, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all been looking for one?
We are.
I got some of Bashin', bro. Yo, Bash does beats.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I produce beats. But sound engineer is 2 different things. Don't get it twisted. It's like
you're gonna have to take your contact info after this.
Yeah. But yeah. It's best looking for your own engineer because you want to understand how you want them to sound, which is like, it costs extra money. But at the end of the day, you understand sound, sound quality is everything.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely focus
on
that.
I'm trying to learn sound engineering, but I
remember you were trying to do that.
It's hard, but.
Yo, just read the books.
Mm-hmm.
I work at York and I do like live sound engineering though. So like if you know it's a concert, I'm you know tweaking the vocals and stuff like that. But it's different when it's in the studio,
of course.
Especially rappers and mics. Those are like the biggest things because rappers have like the sound.
Yeah,
you gotta make sure the equalizer is low and everything. It's complicated. I tried it for I kind of produced one of my friend's EP and I had to do the whole thing. That took me a good like 2 weeks. I keep listening to it, putting speakers like, I don't like it. Then you're doing like 20 scratches of the same song.
Like what, four, five?
Five songs. But like you listen to other people's music, then you're trying to compare and contrast. Like, it's not good enough yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You gotta learn that Ableton, bro. He's a big supporter of Ableton. You gotta get on that, bro. Got you.
What's the studio standards? What the one that you do?
Pro Tools. We came up on Pro Tools.
Stick to Pro Tools.
At the time, it was Pro Tools.
That's where the money's at.
Pro Tools 10, right?
Pro Tools.
It's just the same thing, but tweaked up. Yeah. Pro Tools. That's what we know. That's what we know. Pro Tools is actually pretty easy since we just learned it in class. But a lot of people are like, "Oh, Pro Tools is so difficult." But it's really easy if you just know what you're doing.
I grew up as a YouTube head, so it's like the first thing I found was Ableton. No, Logic Pro, then Ableton. So it's like,
I hate Logic Pro. I tried that.
Yep, don't like it.
Yeah, it's trash. I guess I don't know how to work it, but I tried it.
That's the only reason why.
Horrible.
Yeah, bro, you should have came with us to CT Bash, bro, because. You talented, bro.
I'm the marketing. So I graduated. I'm graduating this June from marketing.
Okay.
And because I tried to do accounting. Yeah. You know, your CFO over here. But that ain't work out. It's just not fun.
Congratulations, bro.
Yeah, congratulations to you too.
All right, let's talk about this upcoming track that we're about to play. It's by J. King.
Ooh.
It's called Choosing.
Oh yes, that's a vibe. I know you like No Fees, but
we like No Fees because he talks about that Lajon, bro. And Bastion,
are you talking about? He talking about this one too?
I know, but Bastion is Haitian, and we love a nice little Creole shot in there.
But Choosing is a fan favorite, like
I know.
They're loving it.
I know the ladies love it.
Yeah, everybody loving it.
I like it too, but my bad, bro.
You could play No Fees next week.
Okay, fine. That's a deal. So how did Choosing come about?
Honestly, you really got to talk to Jay about that.
I know is him and Johnny Ice. Shout out to Johnny
Ice. Yeah, shout out to Johnny Ice.
They got a thing going right now, like some Future and Metro Boomin.
Yeah,
so
exactly. That's definitely his sound.
They was locked up in the studio. And actually, I was with him when he was.
That's why I'm asking.
I wasn't there, so you got to talk to Jay.
I think we was driving to Brooklyn, and then he was like, you know, rapping it to me. And he should tell you the story because I forgot what I told him to tweak, and he did that. And then, he took my opinion and he changed that. I forgot what it was though. I probably got to listen to the song again to remember, but he got to tell you that.
All right, so you know what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to play the song right now. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you remember something.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
All right, in the next three to 4 minutes, right? Yeah. This is Black Seinfeld, Song of the Week. Shouts out to J. King.
Shout out to J. King.
You're definitely not listening to this live because you're sleeping.
MCV.
All right, but hopefully if you're on the iTunes.
It's the right one?
Huh?
It's the right one? Because I sent you both of them.
Yep, I got it. No worries. I'm not going to embarrass you, bro. Come on, man. You're my boy. I'm not going to do that.
I got you.
We'll be right back. This is Black Seinfeld. J. King. Choosing.
Wavy with a slap to it. Talk I could rap to it. Roll up, we gon' vibe to it. Speakers loud, we gon' ride to it. Yeah, I blew the smoke out the window. Won't stop till all we get benzos. I told them get out my lane. Nah, me and them is not the same. No, you must be out of your brain. You must be out of your mind. Yeah, if you tryna cross the line. If you tryna take what's mine. You hit my line if you need it. Sativa, I cut your feet off, that's defeated. Better word would be detached. Me and the money attached. I stand on my shit, no retract. MTH, you're off track. MCV, no rap pack. on them roads, man, I track packs. Home runs when I'm on back. Roll a dub sack, that Ginobili. Bank shot, think of Kobe. Mask on, Mick Foley. Too hot, you can't hold me. Under pressure, no, they folding. You know that pressure make diamonds. Born in April, that's a diamond. Word to the four in my name. Y'all need a pickup on game. Know them charts, I'm trying to climb them. We roll it up, now we cool. Sativa, we burning, it's booming. Be broke, who they fooling? Y'all trying to test and I'm schooling. I know the cash got them drooling. Fuck an option, no, she choosing. Fuck an option, no, she choosing. Yeah. We roll it up, now we cool. Sativa, we burning, it's booming. Be broke, who they fooling? Y'all trying to test and I'm schooling. I know the cash got them drooling. Got option, no, she choosing. Got option, no, she choosing. I just broke down another path. I just ran through another set. I just counted up another rat. Told fat, gotta bring it back. Bands in my safe in my pockets. Trying to pick pockets, got rockets. Fuck it, E-break, you can't stop it. Fuck a climax, you can't top it. Fuck a headline, I'm the topic. I got that power like rocket. I got the power, no stars. I blow the green, fuck the bars. I'm counting up green in my car. Big gate around my yard. See me now, I'm going hard. Flow dumb, go retard. Pay me in cash, no card. Early morning, thank the Lord. Money up, for fraud. I ain't never stress abroad. Bought a planet trip abroad. Some shit you couldn't afford. Though you frontin' like you got it. Playing tag, boy, you not it. I'm about to cheese like it's cottage. Need a crib on the beach, that's a cottage. Subi, I'm running up mileage. I ran a trap, I ran college. I'm getting hit, now that's knowledge. Jay King from the flaws. Yeah, all my niggas fucking bars. Sets from Brooklyn to Queens straight across. Yeah. Yeah. We roll it up, now we cool. Sativa, we burning, it's booming. Be broke, who they fooling? Y'all trying to test and I'm schooling. I know the cash got them drooling. Fuck an option, no, she choosing. Fuck an option, no, she choosing. Yeah. We roll it up, now we cool. Sativa, we burning, it's booming. Be broke, who they fooling? Y'all trying to test and I'm schooling. I know the cash got them drooling. Fuck an option, no, she choosing.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Black Seinfeld. This is the show about absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
And that was Jay King with Choosin', Mask On like Mick Foley. Shouts out to you, Jay King, because you are a nerd at heart. And this is a great smoke song for all you potheads out there. This coming up 420.
Friday.
This Friday.
Which is a great day to cut school on you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't have that problem anymore.
No, neither do I.
Oh, man, I'm joined by Desmond and Kier of BAM Records, by any means, or Been About Money.
And over there,
AKA Malcolm X, sorry.
While we're talking, you said he performed this song at SOBs.
Yeah, he did, Choosin.
And all the girls like, oh, my God!
Everybody was like, oh, my God!
Everybody.
Okay, so is there a upcoming video for this project?
Yes, definitely. We just finished shooting it last week, was it?
Yeah, last week, Sunday, I think.
Last week, Sunday.
Or was it the week before Sunday?
Last Sunday. Not this past Sunday, but last Sunday.
You shot it?
Nah, I didn't shoot it. Kevin did.
Aponte. Oh, word! Yeah. Shouts out to Kevin Aponte.
Yeah, shout out to Kevin.
Yeah, he killed it. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
And when are we going to see this video?
I think in
May.
Early May.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second week. Let's go through editing. Chop it up and put it in post.
I hate you, Premiere.
Jay wanted a lot of effects on this one, so it's gonna take a while.
So is there anything that you can tell me about the video? What's gonna be in it?
A whole bunch of awesome stuff. The video's gonna be awesome as well. So
that doesn't tell me anything, Kier.
No, it tells you that the video's gonna be awesome.
Dang.
And to look for it.
You're gonna have to wait, man.
Yeah.
Anticipation, bro.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Were you guys looking into how the rap industry music videos has been progressing over the years? I think it's been getting better.
Yeah.
You remember, early 2000s, it was just in the club, bar, to be continued.
Yeah.
Never finishing the storyline.
Exactly. That is true. I feel like more videos nowadays is having more content, especially Kendrick Lamar videos. Mm-hmm. well written.
They're much better now. When he first came out, like, I feel they were terrible.
Always... Well, I mean, he was out since like 2010. And
but his video's never been basic, like, you know,
yeah,
regular in the hood, mm-hmm, on some, like.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, right. Like, it has content to it.
Okay, mm-hmm, okay.
You can definitely see the growth because, you know, so you got to start somewhere. You got to start low budget sometimes. Yeah, exactly. You know?
That's true.
But now that he's Kendrick Lamar, now that he's like the biggest rapper in the world, he can afford all them
actors.
Exactly. He can have cops pick up the car while they're driving. He can do that now. Mm. You know what I mean? So when J King and E-Bands go, you know, are in that level, they can do some crazy stuff. You never know. You just gotta wait and see, bro.
Of course. It's all about the future. It's all about looking down the timeline. Do you guys have any dreams and goals, aspirations down the timeline for BAM?
You can take that first. That's the next.
Dreams and, yeah, just to take over the rap game. And, yeah, that's pretty much the goal. Like,
yeah, to help out put Queens on the map.
Put Queens on the map.
That's really what I'm trying to do, because I'm from Queens and we don't get that rep in hip hop no more.
The recognition.
So yeah, I'm really trying to, like, you know, I got love for Brooklyn and every other borough, but Queens is like really at the bottom right now when it comes to hip hop.
Yeah, I had the same vibe. I was thinking that the other day. Yeah, we.
We have our greats.
I got the goats.
We have our goats.
But that's in the past.
Like right now.
Yeah,
like,
talking about right
who's
now.
Who's really putting on?
There's
for
nobody
like,
really.
It's
putting
easy,
on.
It's funny that you asked that, because Bastion always brings this question up about Nicki Minaj, and she recently dropped two tracks.
I mean,
how do you feel about it?
I like the Chung Lee track.
Yeah,
it's
that,
okay.
I like that. Yeah,
but every other. Yeah,
I always bring this up because, like, as a Queens producer too, I was like, all I want to do is put Queens back on the map. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our main focus. We have Nicki Minaj, who's from Queens, mm-hmm, but every now and then, not every now, but recently, she doesn't feel like she's from Queens anymore.
I'm not counting Nicki. I'm not counting 50 Nas, Mobb Deep. I'm not counting none of those.
You just counting.
I'm
recently.
Counting the recent. Like, yeah. In the past 4 years, there haven't been, or 5 years, I'd say six. Haven't been nobody from.
Yeah, you got
like,
Brooklyn Pro Era.
Yeah. Bronx, Harlem, they really been taking off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good point.
I mean, but Davies, he claims Ravenswood. So would
you. Hop on the mic, man.
Davies, he claims Ravenswood. Would you put him in that category?
Nah. No.
In
terms of
Ravenswood, or is it just strictly.
But I respect him for that.
Yeah, right? For that. But
shout out him for that, though.
Oh, I got
even it. If it. Oh, nah, even if it did count, that's still only one.
Yeah,
there's just one.
Well, I understand what you're saying, though, because like you said, Pro Era, you know. Yeah, Queens isn't really like, because all the GOATs in Queens are like, they're older now. They
exactly.
don't really care no more. I understand what you're saying. Now.
We still got, like, if you talk about overall, we still got the hip-hop game on lock. Cause we have some of the best, the greatest rappers ever.
Oh, I think all through, like, Run DMC.
Yeah, I think we're on
Run DMC, 50.
LL.
Nas. LL. LL is mm-hmm. very underrated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but
LL underrated?
Yes. No,
no way.
You never heard anybody put LL in a top five.
True. That's a good point. You have a good point. That's true. Fair enough.
The Lost Boys, we got a lot. Mobb Deep, we got a lot, yo. But
I understand.
So what do you guys think you guys should do different compared to the... Like, we're all together. It's still all New York. Mm-hmm. But we still have to find, like, something different comparing us to the other boroughs.
And that's what we're really trying to... You know, instill in our artists, like, especially for like E-Bands, we're not trying to get him just to be like just straight hip hop, because you know, straight hip hop not really making it anymore.
Lyrical, miracle, spiritual.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we try to get him to listen to other
genres of music.
You trying to get E to sing, bro?
Not
sing,
but like different sounds.
Yeah,
like, you know,
to test his voice or
sending him like jazz music or like funk or soul. So I'm trying to get him out of the hip-hop and R&B realm and just try to, you know, other things. Even pop or, like, you know, house music from, like, in the 70s or the 80s.
Mm. One of the two influences lyrics, too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That would help.
So I guess you're trying to find, like, you're trying to make a Queen sound. Is that appropriate to say? Trying to define a new Queen, sort of?
Yeah, define a new Queen sound, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Queens is not the same from, like... Nas's era or anything.
Well, I mean,
New York
isn't the same.
Yeah, period.
I mean, we have a lot of things going on in in New York, like gentrification.
But not, I'm not dissing Brooklyn artists, but I'm just saying the way Brooklyn artists kind of rap about themselves has still the same vibe as how it was back in the day. You know, that's the way I look at it. Yeah. It's like, even though Brooklyn is not the same, you know, Giovanni could attest to that.
That is true.
They still rap like it's still like the it's same. Right? Like it's in the 90s.
Because, you know, there's certain parts that is still grimy.
Yeah.
It's got certain corners. Yeah, certain, you know, put all the dust in the corner. That's kind of
like,
how it is.
I like saying this. Brooklyn is a place where you can get stabbed in one corner and then another corner you could get a nice avocado smoothie. That's what Brooklyn is turning into.
Definitely. Nah.
Whoa. I definitely agree. Mm-hmm. Especially about Williamsburg.
Yeah, well, I don't associate Williamsburg with Brooklyn anymore.
It's
too comfortable.
You've been to Williamsburg.
I know, but
it's too comfortable.
It's like Williamsburg is right next to like
Manhattan.
Nah, but that's one side of Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. The other side is closer to what is it?
Bushwick. Where all the Latinos were.
Where it used to be like Bed-Stuy, you know, do or die.
Yeah, yeah. Bed-Stuy ain't do or die anymore, man. It's Bed-Stuy.
Doing relax.
Organic caramel mocha latte.
Stay healthy, though.
But I understand what you guys are trying to say with the whole keep Brooklyn grimy sort of movement. Because, I mean, to be fair, there's still some parts. Like in Queens, there's still some parts. All right, you don't have a, I mean, y'all still have like, I'll have a downtown Jamaica coming soon, but you know, yeah, there's still parts in Queens where you can, you know, you still get tried out there.
Yeah, that is true,
definitely.
I feel like
40 is never always never going to change. Exactly. That will never change. Never change. I don't think it's ever going to change.
And I still feel the same about that with Brownsville. Brownsville, I feel like it's still Brownsville. You know what I mean? It's one of the last of the Mohicans.
By property.
Yeah, true.
In your own neighborhood.
Listen to Jay-Z and 444, people.
That's a fact.
Buy your own in your own neighborhood. That's important.
But I feel with this whole BAM movement, though, we're just trying to really elevate in the music business and try to, you know, get our artists on and try to have them like trying to have the whole team
like a Queens Unity sort of thing.
Not really a Queens Unity. It's basically something for us.
Okay,
because something that we started sort of special to us. So to have all of us in like a comfortable position, you know, just to
do whatever you want, whenever
do
whatever
you want, you know, take care of our family. So I can't really say it's all for Queens thing because Jay is from Brooklyn,
true,
from Brooklyn Hall, but he also rep Queens too. So gotta, you know, show love to Brooklyn.
Would you ever take your artist out of New York for like a mini vacation just to see how the other side do it?
We are trying to do that in June or May, I think. We're supposed to go down to Atlanta or Florida.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we're trying to definitely. Yeah, that's what I said. We can't just stay in the New York
the
City
box.
Sound. Mm-hmm. We got to go to Atlanta, get a sound, get the feel over there. Florida, get the feel over there. So.
Y'all trying to perform at strip clubs?
Okay.
Lemon pepper wings?
We already did that.
Yeah, we already did that.
Once the strip club, we already did that, yeah.
In Atlanta?
No.
I'm talking about Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's next level.
If it helps. If it helps.
Yeah, it's going to help. You know, Atlanta is like...
Yeah, they lit. The
Atlanta is like, it's like the black capital right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that movie Superfly coming out about Atlanta and the whole like drug game and all that.
Oh, yeah. I just watched a TV show Atlanta, and that's where I get all my references from.
Okay. That's a great show, by the way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you guys kind of answered this question already, like going to Atlanta. What about the West Coast? You guys think about touring out to the West Coast?
As soon as we get the proper funds for that, you know, that's a heavy load right there, going out to the West Coast. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's not just getting there. It's like you got to have small connects and places to stay.
You can't just go.
I know what some people do, especially people I know growing up in like Manhattan. They'll just book it, just leave.
On a whim.
And just stay there for like a whole couple months, then come back. But it's like you need to be more focused. Like if you're going down south, you need to have a plan, you know?
Yeah.
What you're going to do. You guys trying to perform down south or just fill it out down there?
First, we have to fill it out. You know, we don't have any type of connects down south yet. So we may have some type of connects, but like if somebody
hit us up about performing down there, we definitely will take that.
Yeah.
But. Oh, sorry. I had to move my seat really quick. I'm trying to think. Do I have any more questions? I'm almost out of questions. How's life, man?
That's not like you, Gio.
Huh?
That's not like you. You always, you know, got the questions.
I mean, I do, but a lot of the questions I have is inappropriate. It's not PC. This, which is why I have Sebastian with me, so he can regulate me sometimes.
Keep it clean for the air.
Yeah, I gotta keep it clean. I mean, I haven't seen you in a minute. What's been up, bro? How you been? How you feeling today?
Yeah, I'm tired, but I'm here, and I'm good though. Life's been great. Just still trying to take it a day at a time.
Ooh, I actually do have a question now that I thought about it. Thanks for bringing in the merch, guys.
Oh. Yes.
We appreciate the merch.
You're welcome.
Can people find the merch, the BAM Records merch?
Bro, you can follow us on Instagram at, try to get it real quick for you, BAM.records.entertainment. So if you want a merch, you can just DM us on Instagram and get it from there. Or you could DM Key.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram as well at major.key_BAM.
Okay.
Yes.
Major.key@BAM. Right. Mm-hmm. So wait, hold up. How come you didn't make like a shopping cart yet, like a site, bro?
That we're working on that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's in the works.
Yeah, man. You should know how to do this, Dez.
Yes.
What sort of platform you guys using for the website? WordPress or what? What's that other thing? Squarespace.
Squarespace. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the merch too,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
for tour dates, all that.
So eventually, yeah, everything will be on.
I think we spoke about this last time with your artist. The merch that you guys going on, like
it's a Tiva season.
It's a Tiva season in design. Got anything new coming out or? Yeah.
Anything for like E-Band specifically, or
we got new merch coming out. Shout out to my brother Jamel. He's in charge of merch.
So y'all using Tyrone or something?
Yeah. We always got Tyrone in our pocket. Yeah.
Shout out to you, Tyrone. I love you. Come back to New York.
We got a lot of new, and you know it's getting warm out, so we got a lot of new designs coming.
Mm-hmm. Anything for the ladies?
Definitely. We got some crop tops made. Yeah.
How about Poom Poom shorts? That would be dope. Like BAM Record Poom Poom shorts?
That would be dope, but we haven't.
I'm telling you, it's an idea, bro. And I have BAM Records in the back. I'm telling you.
Got you.
Gio.
Yes. Oh, sorry. That's why I have them. Wait, that's bad?
Anyways.
that's a legit question.
Summer's hot. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, any more questions, Bastion?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, you have a question?
Yeah.
I just want to ask a question. Like, in terms of, like, being managers, what's more important, securing a bag or having a relationship with your artist?
That's good.
I think definitely having a relationship with your artist. Because if you don't have that relationship with your artist, you can't get to the bag. So you got to have that chemistry, that relationship. And that trust. And that trust. And that's really why we started doing this, because, like, we've all been bros for 15 years plus, so it's like, and we never really had a solid thing to back. We were just bros. We all like just link up and chill in the basement, eat.
We did a lot of stuff together. We got throw parties and stuff like that. So it's like we might as well just have something.
We got money together.
Yeah.
So it's like that's what we started this for, because we all have that trust and that chemistry. So it's like, why not?
Since you guys trust each other, do you persuade them to do different things, like. If there's an idea coming up and say, oh, it'd be better to do it this way instead of this way.
Yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We really consult with each other on every move we make. I consult with them about everything.
Every idea that Jay or E got, like they always, you know, come to us and like consult. At the end of the day, they're the artist. They make their own decision. Their last decision is theirs. Mm-hmm. But they always, you know, come to us for the ideas or, like, you know, opinions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we respect it. So, and we always give them the honest opinion. We're not going to bullshit them at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. So.
Of course, you're going to have some, like, disagreements, though, right?
Yeah, all the time. But
yeah, always. We're always arguing.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So Bastion is giving me the signal. We have to wrap up. Okay. Thank you for that.
Because we want to play the full song.
Yeah, we want to play the full song for
the outro.
Got you.
Shouts out to E.
Got you.
Again, if anyone wants to find you guys, where can they contact y'all?
Well,
give the Insta, you know, all the, you know what to do, man.
You
give
can
the
follow,
social media.
You can follow me @Mr.LoverLover. That's on Instagram and Twitter. You can also follow the BAM account. That's BAM.Records.Entertainment. That's on Instagram. And also, I want to shout out Sonny. That's our other artist, BAM.
Yeah, shout out Sonny.
Yeah, bring so Sonny he's up. He's coming up soon. Yeah, I got you. Don't worry. He dropping an album on mixtape in July.
Yeah,
July 4th. So
nah. I said something.
You gonna see
it's something special. I'll,
let us know. We got you.
Yeah, we definitely gonna bring him up. Yeah.
Definitely.
Gotcha. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to Black Seinfeld today. Our outro music is going to be different. Our outro music is going to be by E-Bands. All right? Shout out to E-Bands, okay? Mm-hmm. For that last album, I think it was 1718, right?
No, yes. No.
What song is it?
No, I'm talking about the album.
Oh, yeah. The album is 1718.
Also came out with
2 Biz.
But this song is going to be 2 Biz. We'll see you guys again next week. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting BAM Records. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
E-Bands.
Yeah, it's way too easy. Another body. I remember telling myself, boy, this one is for you and don't never lose it. Chose me, I ain't have to choose it. Move like Tom, cause I'm in cruising. Word is bond, now let's keep it moving. If we broke a bond, probably something you did. Never probably, I'm guaranteed. Designer clothes, gear all over me. I'm switching gears, can't keep up with me. I love it when women like, who is he? You can keep the love, I'ma keep it G. Cause these bitches just want you for currency. Currently, I'm laid up. Sativa the reason I stay up. BAM, that's gonna stay us. Y'all a long stretch like that blue bus. Who the hell is trying to tell me different? All these outsiders try to get with it. It's just shitting me, boy. This shit could be a hit if I had a look. All them flows that you took. My recipe a little different. Peep how I cook. Look like, but it's heavy. Please don't be shook. Watch me kill this whole song with no fucking hook. I'm fucking hooked to this lifestyle. Yeah, talk about later, but I'm talking right now. When she let me hit it, I can turn the lights down. Like it's a performance and she yelling in the crowd is too easy. I am too elite with the flow. A Nike check is how it should go. Pardon me, I'm going down the list. This youngin' got a lot of hidden goals. Wrist wear, got the hand froze. Got your girl on the tiptoes. Give her beats like I'm Timbo, or I'm Swizz, differences. Either way, I am with the smoke. Either way, this is how it goes. Get away, I'm chillin' on the coast. Got the bag, now let's have a toast. Like everyone say, they be jiggin' finesse. And they talking about guns, but never had a weapon. Southside Jamaica, the spot that I'm reppin'. This borough too quiet, I had to just step in. I moved to eclectic, keep it buzzin'. Y'all haters don't want nothing. E-Bands, dog, you gotta love them. Switch the beat, I'm about to have you jumpin'. Jumpin' down, young kid from the underground. I'm always askin' who won it, now I'm 101. Like a fucked up stomach, I am on the runs.
Man, let it run.
Too much going on just to give up. Just started glowing in a bitter. When I drop, I seen a lot of quitters. I guess they know that me and them differ. No more guessing, man, I'm guaranteed. Ain't much longer after this shit's free. Like I'm J. King, man, it's no fees. But I still got the bread that'll shake her knees. Someone just said that this is the flex. I overheard God saying that I'm next. I'm always busy cause I need a check. If I don't pick up, just leave a text.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.